be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that the child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish. But I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. I like your energy. 2 weeks from today, the eighth graders graduate, and 3 weeks from today is the final day of school. Are you ready for summer vacation, boys or girls?
Yeah!
Okay. I don't think you're as excited as your teachers are, though, to be honest. Okay. And this gospel is very, very appropriate to hear as we approach the end of the year, because this gospel is reminding us that all of the hard work is going to pay off. And as we get to the end of the school year, there's still a lot of work to do, and there's still a lot of fun events. And we stay here late at night. You've seen all of you who were in the play working really hard, and when you put that hard work in, you're going to see that come to fruition this weekend. And I can't wait to see the play myself this weekend. But as I was sitting here reflecting upon this gospel, this is actually the last time the eighth graders will be with us at Mass, because next week they have their retreat, and I'll be with them on their retreat. But our eighth graders started as TKers, or kindergartners. And for the last 9 years, they've been working hard to get to this moment. So our hard work does pay off. And there are going to be times when we're going to have struggles and we're going to make mistakes. But Jesus is telling us and cheering us on. And he's saying, be a good person. Try your best every day. And even when you're so close to summer vacation or the end of the school year, that's when God especially needs you to do your best. By respecting your teachers, by following directions. And the most important thing that we could do as disciples of Jesus is to be at Mass every single Sunday. Because when we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, that's when we receive the strength that we do need to keep on going. So we're almost there, boys and girls. We're not quite there yet. So I challenge all of us, including us adults, to remind ourselves what this gospel told us, that our hard work will pay off. And for all of us one day, God willing, we will be with Jesus in heaven. So let's just bow our heads right now. And as we reflect upon our day today, let's just think of one thing in our life that we're really preoccupied with. Maybe something is causing you anxiety or stress. Maybe it's the fact that you're moving on to high school, whatever that is. So let's bring that to Jesus right now so he may give us the strength and remind us to keep on going until we're with him in heaven.